As Navratri celebrations grip Indian streets, people are preparing to don their favorite kedias and chanyacholis, and dance to the high-intensity beats of Gujarati music. Garba, a significant part of the festivities, boasts of a fanbase beyond geographical or cultural boundaries. Over the past few years, its scope has also extended from a festive symbol to a fitness activity. Garba fitness classes and workout tutorials, including elements of the dance form, are gaining prominence. This folk dance, which entails high power steps, has several health benefits. Alpesh Rawal, a Mumbai-based Garba instructor, says, "It offers a holistic combination of physical and mental wellness. It makes for a good cardio workout for weight loss. The high-energy movements such as fast-paced footwork, twirls, etc., help in burning calories." He adds, "It also enhances flexibility. Garba movements can improve overall mobility and muscle elasticity, also reducing the risk of injury. Garba is also beneficial for other fitness outcomes." Satyajit Vora, founder of Power Garba Fitness, states, "It improves your cardiovascular endurance, which is the ability of the heart to supply oxygen to the muscles while exercising. Garba steps, which involve fast movement, stretching, twirling, bending, etc., also help in building sustained fitness of muscles." Vora explains, "The and ls quo hinge step involves a lot of twisting, so it engages the oblique muscles. Some Garba steps are a combination of squats and curtsy lunges, which give strength to your hamstring and quadriceps. Garba elements in regular workouts image for representational purposes only. Pick, I stock, incorporating some elements of the dance form into regular workouts can give an innovative touch to exercise." Isha Gupta, fitness trainer and founder of FITMOTIVATION, reveals, "Our regular classes get a refreshing touch with Garba and Dandiya elements around this time of the year. Use of Dandiya sticks to do flow ABS or squats can help in toning, while also being a good cardio element. Garba during Navratri, experts believe that doing Garba even for the 10 days of Navratri can have a significant effect on fitness." Ruju Desai, an Ahmedabad-based fitness expert, says, "When you do Garba even during the festivities, it can have benefits. The moves include a lot of cardio elements like bending, twirling, knee-ups and jumps. In gyms and fitness classes, you usually do cardio for 30 to 40 minutes. But people are so enthusiastic about Garba that they end up dancing for 3 to 4 hours. So, it's a different kind of workout which includes cultural elements as well. Garba beyond Navratri. While Garba is extensively practiced around Navratri, its incorporation in exercise extends far beyond the 9-day festival. Power Garba, a 365-days Garba fitness program designed by Vora, places folk dance at the center of fitness. People usually do Garba only for 9 days or 2 to 3 months if they are attending classes before the festival. But it can be a good form of workout all round the year," comments Vora. "Power Garba differs from traditional Garba as it includes an exclusive kind of music that blends traditional songs with high-power EDM beats. This is to blend devotion and fitness seamlessly." In Vora's words, "This fitness regime is 40% Garba and 60% exercise." Sarika Gal, a Mumbai resident who has been practicing Power Garba for over 2 years now, says, "It is a high-octane energy workout. In a span of 1 hour, we end up burning around 600 to 700 calories. It also helps me reach my ls quo, 10,000 steps per day goal. The steps that are involved in the workout also help in building agility. Even after the age of 40, it is a great way to maintain fitness and lose weight. Additionally, there are variations involved in the workout, which never lets you get bored." Rawal, who is also a Power Garba and Bungee fitness trainer, reveals, "We include elements like Dandiya sticks and Dupatta in Garba fitness classes. Participants choose that over going to the gym, which can prove to be a boring experience for many."